7,700-year-old Ubaid figurine and shell crafting site found in Kuwait. A Kuwaiti-Polish archaeological mission working at Barawan, a prehistoric site in the Al Subhaya Desert, northern Kuwait, has revealed a unique Ubaid figurine, an evidence of shell crafting and local pottery production from 7,700 years ago. The figurine is made of clay, finely crafted, tiny in size, and features an elongated skull, slanting eyes, and a flat nose. These features are characteristic of figurines from the Ubaid culture, 5500 to 3700 BC in prehistoric Mesopotamia, found in both grave and domestic contexts. The discovery at Barawan marks the first of its kind in the Gulf region. 3,500-year-old gemstones from Kuwait shed light on one of the oldest civilizations in the Middle East. 4,000-year-old Bronze Age Dilmun Temple found on Failaka Island, Kuwait. Barawan, oldest and largest known settlement in the Gulf. Its presence raises intriguing questions about its purpose and the symbolic, or possibly ritualistic, value it held for the people of this ancient community, says Professor Piotr Belinsky, who studied the piece, in a press release. Professor Belinsky is the head of the Polish side of the Kuwaiti-Polish Archaeological Mission, KPAM, who finished this season's work at the site dating back to the 6th millennium BC, between 600 and 5001 BC. Barawan is one of the oldest and largest known settlements in the Arabian Peninsula and has been under investigation since 2009. The site spans an area of at least 180 meters by 50 meters, 590 by 164 feet, over 10 multi-roomed buildings at the base of a small, rocky hill. 10 amazing artifacts reveal the secrets of the ancient world. Volunteer finds intricate 5th century gold bead and archaeological debris. The work has been a collaboration between Kuwait's National Council of Culture, Arts, and Letters, NCCL, and the Polish Center of Mediterranean Archaeology, University of Warsaw, PCMAUW. They've studied, in depth, how Arabian Neolithic societies culturally interacted with the Ubaid culture, from Anatolia to Arabia. Mohammed bin Rida, Assistant Secretary General for the Antiquities and Museums Sector at the National Council for Culture, Arts, and Letters, NCCL, described these findings as a testament to the settlement's role in early cultural and industrial development. As per Archaeology Mag, Ubaid pottery and coarse redware, a tangential narrative. The site, now recognized officially as the oldest pottery production site in the Gulf, has yielded two types of pottery, Ubaid, imported from Mesopotamia, and an entirely different kind called coarse redware, CRW, known from sites in the Arabian Peninsula. CRW had long been thought to have been locally produced in the Gulf, with actual production sites remaining unknown. The Barawan site provides concrete evidence in the form of several items, including an unfired clay vessel. Further scientific analysis for corroboration was conducted under the tutelage of Professor Anna Smogorzewska. Ubaid, renowned for its distinctive pottery, emerged around 6200 BC from the flat alluvial plains of South Mesopotamia, ancient Iraq, gradually spreading north through Mesopotamia to replace the Halaf culture. The pottery style was found further south as well, along the west coast of the Gulf, possibly arriving there through fishing expeditions, reports Archaeanus. There were baked clay figurines, mostly women, decorated with painted or appliqué ornament and lizard-like heads, found across several Ubaid sites. Archaeobotanical analyses, what the plants will tell us. The team plans to conduct archaeobotanical analyses on small fragments of plants, such as chaff, which are often added to the clay, during production. These organic remains were embedded in both the Ubaid ware and CRW pottery and will hopefully help trace plants that identify local flora during the mid-6th millennium BC. The archaeobotanical specialists in the team include Dr. Roman Hofsepian and Professor Aldona Mueller-Bienick. Early analyses have revealed traces of wild plants, particularly reed, within the locally produced pottery, while cultivated plant remains, including cereals, such as barley and wheat, have been found in the imported Ubaid ware, explains Dr. Hofsepian. The results of the work were shared with representatives of the NCCL, including Dr. Muhammad Al-Jasser, Secretary General of the NSSAL, and Dr. Hassan Ashkenani, advisor to the SG of the NCCL. The KPM team offered training in categorization and fieldwork techniques to the employees of the museum through the season. The ongoing excavations at Bara 1 promise further insights into the interactions between Arabian Neolithic and Mesopotamian Ubaid cultures. They also continue to foster collaboration between Polish and Kuwaiti heritage experts, strengthening cultural ties and advancing archaeological research in the region, conclude the archaeologists. By Sahir Pandey.